Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. You are listening to the Jeremiah Bostic Show, and I am your ever so gracious host, Jeremiah Bostic, here to motivate you with inspiration just to get you through to the end of the week. And yes, of course, I am glad to be here today and with episode number 3. And it seems that the weeks are just going by faster and faster, and life has kicked up into high gear. But through it all, we must take at least a few minutes out of our busy day, out of our busy lives, to go somewhere where it is quiet. Maybe your car or your closet, I don't care where. Just somewhere quiet, and breathe deeply in and out slowly. All right? In and out slowly. And, you know, allow Yah's gift of breath to slowly come into your lungs. And then let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are new to the show, all right, if you're new to the show, make sure you hit the like and subscribe button and spread the word about the show, because somebody is bound to need to hear what needs to be said. They might need a little pickup, a little motivation, and a little inspiration, just to get them through to the end of the week. We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. This is Nicole, CEO and founder of Soul Stash Studio, A Creative Adventure. I'm super excited to announce my newest publication, Soul Stash Journals, A Mindful Approach to Creative Writing. It's a series of journals that allow the reader to immerse themselves in a different creative art projects, and it's filled with different writing prompts and artistic activities that are designed to promote creative literacy. Our second publication, 52 Weeks of Art, is currently in the final stage of edits and should be published by this summer of 2023. You can find all of our creative projects at soulstashstudio.com, and we are also hosting a national art contest for our upcoming studio in Loveland, Colorado, which you can also find more details about on our website. Not only are we opening this private art studio, but we are expanding into the local artistic communities to engage and empower and encourage other artists to explore their own personal creative abilities. So if you're looking for a creative adventure too, check us out on our website, soulstashstudio.com.
I am back, and I'm feeling good, and I'm feeling blessed. But you know what? Sometimes I need a swift kick in the butt with the new year starting up. And, you know, as I get older, it seems that the world is moving quicker and quicker. You know, lives are constantly being changed for the best and unfortunately for the worst as well. But We must push through all the hogwash and all the crap that continues to bog us down. All right. But anyways, let's go ahead and start the show. Sometimes I feel that my starter to my internal ignition is just stuttering to turn my engine over. But when all seems to be lost, my engine ignites and turns over. Plain and simple. And, you know, this seems to be happening every morning when trying to get up out of bed. My eternal clock my battery might need to be replaced in my internal clock, because lately I've been having a hard time waking up in the morning. And I know some of y'all, if not all, but most of y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. All right. Especially when you wake up in the mornings and not wanting to get out of bed. And the question is, well, you know, for what? And so when I ask that question, I can think of a lot of reasons to get out of bed. Like, I gotta go to work. I gotta pay my bills. I'll be fired if I don't. And this seems like a routine of mine that I go through over and over again. Every morning of every day, of every week, of every month, of every year. You know, some of y'all have to deal with the wife. Some of y'all have to deal with the husband. Some of y'all have to deal with the kids. But most of all, some of y'all, if not all, have to deal with ourselves. It's ourselves that needs motivating. And so the question comes to be, how can I motivate myself, or rather, how can I inspire myself to be motivated? To turn your internal engine over easily with just one turn or one push of the ignition button of your ignition. Let me ask you a question, or let me ask you this question. Do you sometimes, if not all the times, feel like you have a lot of things to do, but find things that you gotta do just piling up? You know, it gets exhausting, doesn't it? It gets exhausting for me. And so a lot of times I procrastinate, and I'll procrastinate until everything gets piled up. And then guess what? Depression kicks in and you just don't want to deal with it anymore. It affects your mental being. It affects the way you think about things, and it begins to affect where you want to go. You know, where you want to see yourself in the next 5 to 10 years, to the point where you just don't care anymore. Now, some of the things that I use in order to keep things on track and motivate myself to handle these day-to-day things is, first, I have to write down everything that needs to be taken care of, and I list it in order from 1 to 10 by the amount of things that I need to get done. And some of y'all can use your phone, you know, of course, to help. But I go by my list that I've created and knock things out one by one. Okay. Now, the key is not to overwhelm yourself. So jot down things that need to be done, but only things that you know you can get done within that day. And any leftovers can be put as number one the following day. But don't put so much on your plate that you begin to bog yourself down with it all. Now, midway through your list, put down a time to stop, relax, and breathe for at least 5 to 10 minutes before you go at it again. You know, that's one of the keys to making yourself successful, all right? So before we start the show, we usually do our breathing exercises. So use that if it will help. Use it if it will help. Matter of fact, you can get the breathing exercise song from YouTube called Breathe In, Let It Go. There's a few of them, so, you know, make sure you look for the song Breathe In, Let It Go by Beautiful Choir. That's who's singing it, all right? Beautiful Choir. And so if it works for me, I'm almost certainly sure it will work for you as well. All right. Anything out there that you can use to motivate you, do it. Find something that you can use as inspiration to motivate you to go through life with a Coke and a smile. All right. Don't let people steal your joy and inspiration. You know, because for some of us, that's all we have. And that's all we have left to get us going. Let me go ahead and play you a song right quick. And remember, section 106, from copyright laws are in effect. That's just to keep me safe. Okay. Cause you know how people get, but, let me go ahead and play this song for you right quick. It's a motivational song. I'm pretty sure some of y'all have heard it already. If not, I'm pretty sure you guys will like it.
You can be the greatest, you can be the best, you can be the King Kong banging on your chest. You can beat the world, you can beat the war, you can talk to God, go banging on his door. You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock, yeah. You can move a mountain, you can break rocks. You can be a master, don't wait for luck, dedicate yourself and you can find yourself.
Standing in the Hall of Fame.
All right. That motivational song, okay, is called Hall of Fame. It's by a group called The Script, okay? I would suggest if you liked what you heard, even though it was just a little bit, if you like what you heard, go buy it. Go listen to the whole thing before you buy it or whatever and download it on your phone. And use it for your ringtone. Use it for your alarm in the morning. I don't know. You know, pretty good song to start your day off with, I think. All right. Now, I also have here a short motivational clip that would help. You got to excuse the cussing, but listen to the point they're trying to make and adjust your thinking accordingly. All right. Let it change your perception and ask yourself, could this possibly work for me? All right. It's called One Day at a time.
If you have one good day where you eat clean, you drink a lot of water, and you, like you did, you got that day, you woke up, you put your shoes on, you went for a run, you worked out your driveway, you got a good day in. That's sometimes all you need to do and decide, this is what I do from now on. I have good days. Tomorrow's going to be another good day, and then I'm going to force myself into another good day. And the next thing you know, I've got some momentum. You got some momentum, you could change everything. Many times in my life, I've felt like I could slip the wrong way, and I see it. I see the dark hole, and I go, fuck that, and just go the other way.
Grab your fucking nuts. For once in your life, have some ownership, some credibility behind your actions and your words. Follow through for something for one time in your life. You will feel a high that you've never felt before. When you follow through on things in life, guys, you achieve the confidence, the mentality that anything's possible. When you've been blessed with that emotion, that feeling, that is the start, the spark plug, the igniter for the rest of your life success. It doesn't happen until you commit one time.
All right. The quote of the week comes from John C. Maxwell. And he says, motivation gets going, but discipline keeps you growing. I repeat, motivation gets going, but discipline keeps you growing, end quote. I picked this quote because it's true. Once you've been inspired to be motivated, you must use discipline to keep it going. And so as long as you are disciplined, you'll continue to stay inspired to be motivated. All right, y'all, we've come to the end here, but we still have a lot more to go. Stay inspired, stay motivated, and stay disciplined. Life ain't over yet, so why are you still sitting around moping along? You have the power, the will, and the fight in you. And with the glory of the Most High Yah, all powerful Yah, you have backup. So won't you give him a call today? Ask for his blessing. Ask him to help motivate and jumpstart your engine. See what Yah has in store for you in 2024. I'm Jeremiah Bostic. God bless, good tidings, and shalom.